One's a movie buff. One watches movies just enough. Together, fun will be had by all. This is Nadine Katie at the Movies. Hello, everyone, and welcome to a brand new episode of Nadie and Katie at the Movies. I am your host, Nathan, a.k.a. Nadie, of course, and this is a surprise Saturday episode, and it's also a double feature. That's right, I'm not going to just be talking about one movie, I'm also going to be talking about two movies. Two movies that recently came out this past week, and not this past week, actually it was a couple weeks ago. On Valentine's Day, two movies came out, and those movies are Madame Web and Bob Marley, One Love. I saw both of these films almost back to back, so here are my quick thoughts. But before, I gotta get over to the synopsis. So, Madame Web follows Cassandra Web, a New York metropolis paramedic who begins to demonstrate signs of clairvoyance. Forced to challenge revelations about her past, she needs to safeguard three young women from a deadly adversary who wants them destroyed. Madame Web stars Dakota Johnson, Sydney Sweeney, Isabella Merced, Celeste O'Connor, Tahar Rahim, Adam Scott, and Emma Roberts. Let me just get right into my likes and dislikes. Everyone's been talking about how horrible this movie is. And they are correct. Everything about this movie was terrible. The script was terrible, which made the performances terrible. It's another Sony trying to make a Spider-Man-less movie, and it just does not work. People are saying that this movie makes Morbius look like an Oscar-worthy film. And to be fair, I actually liked Morbius. I'm probably one of the few people who did. So to me, this makes Venom look like an Oscar-worthy film, and that was one that a lot of people liked. A lot of people liked Venom. I did not. I did not like Venom and the sequel. I think this movie makes that look like an Oscar-worthy film, and that movie was terrible too. So I'm not really going to talk too much about this movie that hasn't already been said. I will give spoilers, though. A lot of people have not been talking about who Adam Scott plays in this film and who Emma Roberts randomly is in this movie, who she plays in this film. So I'm about to spoil away. So be prepared. If you don't want to know anything and you still want to go see this movie for some reason, stop listening, go see it and come back. Okay. Are you gone now? Good. Adam Scott plays a young Ben Parker. That's right, Peter Parker's uncle. And Emma Roberts plays a young Mary Parker. That's right, Peter Parker's mother. And she is pregnant with her child in this film. They never say the name Peter. They joke about what the name's going to be, but they never say his name. Adam Scott is the only good thing about this film, in my opinion, which is pretty sad because they tried to sell this movie. Go see it. Sydney Sweeney's in it. They weren't even trying to advertise the fact that Dakota Johnson was in this film. And she's the star. She's like the title character. But people were still like, oh, but Sydney Sweeney, she's pretty. She's pretty good looking. Let's show her in her costume. That is hardly even in the movie, which has been a big complaint about people watching this film, that these characters were like front and center in all the advertising, but they're only in the movie like in future flashbacks, future backs. I don't know what you would call those. And this villain in this film, whew, is he bad? And again, I'm sure it all comes down to the writing. This movie had a horrible script. The dialogue was just terrible. Apparently, it's the same people that wrote Morbius and other terrible movies as well. So, I mean, there's really not much more to say, but that this movie was terrible. So I bet you can already guess that this movie is getting a big old 1 out of 6. And I'm being kind. I have given movies 0.5 reviews before Asteroid City, But I'm going to give this one a one because Adam Scott was the only person who felt like he actually wanted to be there, that he was actually doing his best. And which isn't saying much because he was basically playing like Adam Scott character. Like this is the same character that he always plays. But I enjoyed it in this movie. I thought he did a good job. But everything else was just terrible. Like it was just, it's a character that nobody cared about anyway. I remember when it was first released that they were making this movie, people were like, wait, isn't Madame Web supposed to be old and crippled and blind? And they do answer both of the final two questions by the end of the movie. But it just, it's a character that nobody cared about. They're taking all these characters that nobody cares about and they're making movies. Like, why? So that is Madame Web. And so the second film I went to go see was Bob Marley, One Love. Let's go right to the synopsis. Bob Marley, One Love, is the story of how reggae icon Bob Marley overcame adversity and the journey behind his revolutionary music. This movie stars Kingsley Ben-Adir, Lashana Lynch, James Norton, and Tosin Cole. This movie was a pretty good biopic. This obviously is a movie based on the life of Bob Marley. It was a passion project. I did sit through some of the credits, and there are a lot of members of his family that were a part of this film, which I thought was cool that they wanted to get his story out there. And so I think they did a really good job in doing that. One of my biggest likes, of course, is the acting. I thought everyone in the movie did a really good job with their performances. The only thing, and this was something I said during my quick reaction video, if you watched it on our TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, any of our social media platforms, you'll know that I said that the accents were a little much at times. And I know the Jamaican accent is very heavy and is hard to understand anyway. That being said, if you know you're going into this movie and you're telling the story of a character who had a very thick Jamaican accent, and I know some people might be offended by me saying this, I think it would have been nice to have had subtitles, because I'm not the only one who has said this, that it was very hard to understand half of what was being said in that film because the accents were so heavy. And again, I'm not saying that they shouldn't have been, because that's how he spoke. That was the accent he spoke with. So of course it's going to be a very heavy accent, but there should be subtitles. I'm sorry. Or, you know, or this should have just gone to streaming where people can just put on subtitles to listen to it and to understand what is being said almost the entire time, because it kind of takes away from the performances and it takes away from enjoying the film, you know. And another dislike, and this is something that I didn't think about until someone else brought it up, and as I was reading the synopsis, I started to agree. You know, it says that it's the journey behind his revolutionary music and how Bob Marley overcame adversity. I don't think this movie goes deep enough into his backstory of how he was brought up. You know, it was mentioned that his father was white and his mother was African American, and how his father basically didn't want to have anything to do with him. And so, I mean, that kind of gives us a backstory about him, but it just seemed like this movie was a lot of him singing his songs and some random stuff happening here and there. And I know, and this was taking place during a very hard time in Jamaica with a lot of political unrest, a lot of division, which is kind of like what's going on today, a lot of division. And his music was meant to bring people together. And if that's all this movie was, I think it did a good job at portraying that. I feel like with a life like Bob Marley and the fact that his family was so passionate about telling his story, I feel like there could have been a little bit more. I don't know what that more is, because to be honest, the only thing I was ever familiar with about Bob Marley was his music. And I don't know if that's the why they made this movie the way they did, because they knew a lot of people going in would only really know about his music. And so that's mostly what they focused on, was his music and the reason behind why he was so passionate about his music. So again, I think if that's what they were going for, they did a good job with it. I feel like to be a little bit more impactful, I don't know. I just feel like there could have been a little bit more. So that's my thoughts about Madam Web. It was Terrible. And Bob Marley, One Love. I'm going to give this movie One Love 4.5 stars out of 6. I thought it was a very well done biopic. I just feel like there could have been a little bit more. And I think it would have done really well with some subtitles. I know there's probably going to be people out there, again, that might be a little offended by that, because, you know, again, people just have to find something to be offended about these days. So that is the Surprise Saturday episode. Be on the lookout for our Tuesday episode where Katie and I will be talking about The Help. Thank you for listening. You can find us on Facebook at Nady and Katie at the Movies. You can find us on Instagram at Nady and Katie at the Movies. You can find us on TikTok at Nady and Katie at the Movies. And you can also find us on Threads at Nady and Katie at the Movies. How original are we?
Thanks for listening to Nady and Katie at the Movies. Feel free to leave us a review so people can find the show. Follow us on all our social media platforms. And if there's a movie that you want us to watch, feel free to contact us at nadyandkatie@gmail.com. Thanks for listening and have a great day.